The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. Philadelphia's naked bike ride has been scheduled for August 28th. Will you participate?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I don't know. Last time the seat gave me blisters. I don't know.
I mean, have you heard of a pillowcase? Can't you take care of that?
I gotta tell you, I mean, the thought of a naked bike ride is just awful. It's just awful. I mean, I cannot imagine doing.
Why?
I can't imagine who would do that. Would you do that?
Right. Why? No. Why would anybody do that? What's the point?
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds like one of those Woodstock days from your early 20s.
Let me go back to this. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Donovan Mitchell scores 45, an NBA coach gets fired, and Gerrit Cole is in a sticky situation. But we begin today with Joel Embiid answering the bell. Embiid played 35 minutes and scored 40 points against the Hawks last night as the Sixers even that playoff series at 1-1. Wilbon, which team should feel more confident going forward?
Tony, I don't know if this is the time to start popping your jersey for either one of them. I mean, I believe, as you know, and I think you believe this to some degree too, that there must be suffering. Suffering is a requisite in the NBA playoffs to advance deep in the playoffs later, after the suffering. I mean, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and certainly Doc Rivers, they've had that, even though Doc's also won a championship. Atlanta, you know, they haven't really had that as much. I mean, Trae Young, and there's a wonderful group, ensemble of terrific young players. They haven't had what I consider the requisite suffering, so I don't know how confident. They may be confident because they're young and they don't know any better. But at 1-1, it ain't jersey popping time. It's time to dig in and see if you can simply get up 2-1. Embiid has been tremendous, and you would think averaging 40 points a game or 39.5, they would be up 2-0. But, you know, they got some work to do, too.
See, that is my exact point. He has 79 points in two games, and they've split those two games. And they should have done better than that. He appears to be totally healthy, and yet we are still being told he has a torn meniscus. If that is true, I assume it's still torn. And at that point, I would have no particular confidence that Embiid would answer the bell again, 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 and again. I don't think you can have confidence in that. I look at Atlanta, and I will address your point, because I have also believed that teams without playoff experience should be docile and go quickly in the first round. And yet the team you root for the most, Phoenix, has no playoff experience except for one player.
Yeah.
And they've won.
Jay Crowder has
so Atlanta can win. Atlanta took the home court away. Atlanta has not lost on its home court since April. They've won 13 or 14 straight at home, and now they get two at home. I think the advantage lays right now with Atlanta.
Let me mention this, Tone. One slight disadvantage, at least, DeAndre Hunter, one of the heroes at the University of Virginia on their recent runs before he got drafted by the Hawks. He's been declared out for the rest of the series. Now, he hadn't played so far, but he's been in and out of that lineup, but he helps. I mean, he's like 6'8", 6'9". He's an athlete. I know it's not like missing your star, but
it's not.
Like to have
it's
all
not.
Hands
and,
on deck.
And somebody should ask about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons took three shots last night.
Three?
He had 2 points. He was 0-for-2 from the foul line. He's a match player, really? So that's no contribution at all, unless all they're saying to him is just guard Trae Young. That's all you do is guard Trae Young.
It's got to be more than that. Got to be more than that. In last night's late game, Donovan Mitchell poured in 45 points, including 32 in the second half. And Rudy Gobert added a game-clinching block as the Jazz jumped out to a 1-0 series lead over the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George combined for 2 points fewer than Mitchell had on his own. Tony, is Donovan Mitchell, the best player on the floor in this series now?
So he got 45, and I want to make sure that I correct my mistake on Ben Simmons. He had 4 points, all of 4 points.
Three shots.
Not
3 shots.
2 points. Okay. Donovan Mitchell had 45, and as you said, that total was more than playoff P and Kawhi Leonard put together. Is he the best player? Does he have two rings? Does he have two finals MVPs? Because
no.
There's a guy on the floor who's got that, and that is Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is a better player right now than Donovan Mitchell. Kawhi Leonard is not a star. We've talked about this before, but he is a great player. I believe I'm right when I say that in the previous series, he made every single shot he took in the fourth quarter, every single one. And in an elimination game, he had 45 points. So let's not go crazy, Sparky. Let's not. The best player, Donovan Mitchell is a wonderful player. The best player on the court is Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Tony, I'm not going to disagree with you. I do think Donovan Mitchell's coming. He's coming. I mean, he is. And it may transition to that. As Kawhi Leonard gets a little older, he's been around for a little while now, and Donovan Mitchell seems happy to not wait for the baton to be passed to him, but to yank it out of somebody's hand. Donovan Mitchell, and you're right, Tony, he's got that star appeal. He does. I mean, and you know, it's interesting. When he came in the league, there were people drawing the comparison with Dwayne Wade, and now Dwayne Wade is a part owner of the Utah Jazz. He can sit there and he can communicate. And Donovan Mitchell, not like some other young players, Donovan Mitchell gets on to the mic at the end of the game and says, I love it. I love for D. Wade to talk to me and coach me up in real time on the floor where he can see things I can't. And everything about Donovan Mitchell seems to be accepting and evolving and maturing. I love watching Donovan Mitchell. But right now it's Kawhi Leonard. But you know what, Tone? By the end of the playoffs, he's not going to be better than Kawhi by the end of the playoffs. But he could be right there neck and neck by the end of these playoffs if they beat the Clippers and he's the star.
So interesting. I had this game right. I told you they would win without Mike Conley, and you said the other team would win. But
no,
now
I didn't.
You're jumping
no,
on the bandwagon.
No,
good for
no,
you.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Cue up the tape.
You did.
Don't try to make up stuff.
Gerrit Cole, as we move on. Gerrit Cole pitches for the Yankees tonight at Minnesota. Interestingly, Cole's spin rate was way down in his last start, where he gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Now, some people are suggesting this has to do with baseball's publicized intent to cut down on pitchers using foreign substances to manipulate the baseball. When asked directly yesterday if he had ever used a sticky paste called Spider Tack, here is how Cole reacted.
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
You don't know how to answer. It's a yes or no question. Can't be that hard. Wilbon, will you be suspicious if Cole's spin rate is down again tonight?
Yeah, you know, Tony, I don't know quite how to answer that. I don't give a damn if Cole's spin rate is down. I don't care. You know, I don't care about whether people threw spitters. I lived in the era. I played Little League baseball. I tried to get people to teach me how to put stuff on the baseball, how to carve it up. I did all that stuff. Little League, high school, yes, I did it. And I think a lot of pitchers did it. And I don't think that Cole should be somehow singled out and he's the guy. And hundreds of pitchers have done this in a 140-year history of Major League Baseball. And so I find it a little disingenuous that any one guy should take the fall. He used it. He used it. I mean, that's essentially a yes. Do I care? No. Now I'm hoping he gets away with it. Major League Baseball has gotten so pious, so high and mighty. I loathe this. They know what's happened in that sport for a century plus. And live with it. And I like the 2-1 games better than I like the 10-8 games anyway. So now I hope everybody cheats. I hope they bring pine tar out there to the rubber and use it openly.
Yeah, the anti-intellectualism of your position amazes me. But I'm going to throw a name out at you. Somebody you love. Somebody you personally love. Ron Darling.
Yeah, I do.
I had Ron Darling on the podcast today. And Ron Darling told me all about this stuff. Let me get it right. Spider Tack. He said it started with power lifters to get a better grip on the bell, on the bar to lift stuff up. He said that the spin rate in real time, you can see how much it goes up when players put some goop on their fingers. He said, and he's a pitcher, that the pitches coming in are unhittable and that it has to be stopped. He said, you know, pitchers don't go to their mouths anymore. You know why? Because they'll stick, their fingers will stick to their lips because there's glue on everything. This is what Ron Darling said, and he also said this. He said, in the past, a manager could say to the umpire, would you check pitcher A out there because I think he's got goop on his glove. But managers don't say that now. You know why? Because pitchers B, C, and D in their own clubhouse have goop on their fingers.
And that's
and
new?
This isn't the way.
That never happened? Only two or three pitchers did this in the teens, 20s, 30s, 40s.
No, Mike, it's happened. It's happened, but the disparity now, when Ron Darling says these pitches are unhittable, that players don't have enough time to react to them, that's bad for baseball. So I hope you would consider what your friend has said.
I love Ron
Darling.
For
the next time we talk about
this. We can disagree on this in terms of what... I'm not about to argue with Ron Darling about what a baseball does when it leaves a hand with this sticky stuff on it. What I'm saying is, it's been 140 years of it. If it's a little more severe now, so be it. Let guys learn how to hit to the opposite field and stop worrying about their launch rate.
They can't hit to the opposite field if the ball does this like a wiffle ball. Let's change it if it's wrong and make it better. How can we be on the other side on this?
Come on.
Let's take a break.
I was a pitcher. I like this.
Coming up, you were a cheating pitcher. You said so. You said so on national cable television. What should we expect out of newly crowned MVP Nikola Jokic against the Suns tonight?
And what's the word for missing a base during your home run track? Maybe there's sticky stuff on the base and you can't actually touch it. I mean, seriously, you're such a wimp on this.
Get the podcast. Access the podcast.
I love listening to Ron on every topic, but I like this goop.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Burger King. The new hand-breaded chicken is here.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
I've got the doctor's coat on, which means it's time for me to put on a clinic. And what's the word? What's first?
NBA MVP Nikola Jokic needs to be blank tonight.
Needs to be better, like he was in game two against Portland. In game one, where Denver lost that game, he had like only one assist and he missed 13 shots. So in game two, he missed only five shots and had five assists and they won. History tells us he will be better. I don't want to waste my time on this. I'll let you do it. I'm just going to say, I don't mind Jokic being the MVP. But James Harden got one fifth-place vote. That's it. One. He finished 13th in the voting. 12 players this year were better than James Harden? Really? Come on.
That was my vote. I voted for James Harden fifth. I did. Fifth. Sorry. He missed a lot of games. Jokic didn't miss any games. What you have said on this show in the last several weeks several times the greatest ability is available. So believe it.
No, I'm
don't
okay
just
with
market
Jokic.
It. Don't sell it.
I don't think
just
Harden
stop
should
with
be
James Harden. Jokic has to be the MVP. He has to be MVP. And they still might not win. But Jokic is a legit. I'm tired of the voices on this network today that act like they know every damn thing that want to dismiss or diminish Nikola Jokic. He's a hell of an MVP. And he was always there. He's passed the ball better than any center in history. No one has his numbers. He needs to be that tonight for his team, and they still may not win.
Next.
It's blank that two players had home runs called back last night because they missed bases.
It's laughable. Let's look at Ke'Bryan Hayes of Pittsburgh clearly missing first base. Now he's running hard to first because he doesn't know the ball is going to get out, but he misses it by a mile at that point. And then you'll see Bobby Witt Jr. He gets called. That's a double A game.
Not by a
okay,
mile.
He's a Royals prospect. But he bangs it out of the park, and then he misses home. You can't miss home. The whole purpose of a home run trot is to land on home plate. This is ridiculous.
The whole point of the home run trot is to show off your home run trot. People miss home all the time. Those crazy scrums at home plate where guys are now squirting water on each other. People aren't looking at the plate. The umpire can't even see the plate. People miss home. I've been thinking about this for 10 years. They miss home plate all the time. And the guy at first, he didn't miss it by a mile. It looked like he missed it, kind of. It's Little League. It's Little League where in every game in Little League, somebody misses something. Usually a kid, his father's screaming at him, hey, you missed third base. And they go back and they touch it and you get around it that way. It's Little League. But I don't believe it's a big deal.
You know the last time? Do you know the last time in the majors that somebody was called out for missing a base on a home run? The last time?
Long time ago.
Was 1983. It was 1983. So
38 years ago.
A long time. That's a long time. 1983. All right? That's it. Eat your words, Wilbur. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Shohei Ohtani has another memorable moment for the Angels.
Any more insults to Jokic, I'm coming after people. I'm just saying. The Pacers dumped the guy they tried to replace, they hired to replace Nate McMillan. Got rid of him.
So I like Jokic. I'm just saying to you that Harden was the best, most important player on the Nets.
He was.
I know
until
he missed a lot
20
of games,
games.
But he's got to get more votes than your vote alone.
Well, I voted for him. I voted fifth for him. After
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 90th birthday, Bill Verdon. Verdon was Rookie of the Year with the St. Louis Cardinals in 1955, but most of his productive years were spent playing outfield for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Verdon was on the cherished 1960 World Champion Pirates. That was the team where Bill Mazeroski's walk-off home run beat the Yankees in Game 7. In all, Verdon played 12 seasons, and he was a career .267 hitter. After his playing days ended, Verdon turned to managing. He managed the Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros, and the Expos. Verdon was the last Yankee manager before all of that Billy Martin drama. On a personal note, I was on a road trip covering the Yankees for Newsday, and I was talking to Verdon in the dugout before a game. I asked him a question, and I must have looked askance at his answer because he said to me, and I quote, "I don't ever lie. That way I don't have to remember what I said."
First of all, I wonder if Mazeroski and all that celebration touched home plate. There should be an investigation.
Ah.
There should not. And did you like Verdon? I mean, the glasses sort of separated him from everybody else in that time. Because in sport, you didn't see it, and not baseball. Did you like them, though?
I did. Very much, I did. Happy anniversary, Magic Johnson. On this day 34 years ago, Magic hit his famous junior skyhook to win Game 4 of the NBA Finals over the Celtics. You can see Magic going to his right and shooting the hook shot over the outstretched arms of Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, and Larry Bird, the greatest front court in basketball history. It was a junior skyhook because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, was the originator and patent holder of the skyhook. Indeed, Kareem was on the floor when Magic made this shot. Those great teams of the Lakers and Celtics dominated the 1980s. Magic, Kareem, and Worthy, Bird, Parrish, McHale, they were as great a rivalry as basketball had seen since Russell and Chamberlain. Nothing came close for almost 20 years until recently with the Warriors and Cavaliers.
Tony, that shot to me is the most iconic shot. Maybe not the greatest. I mean, Kyrie Irving hit a shot to win a series, but Magic shot, anybody else shoot over three Hall of Famers? How about the six hands in the air, at least three hands? How about those people? Bird, McHale, Parrish. Magic shot. I was there for that. I can still see it. I was sitting sort of high in the Boston Garden. That is, to me, the most iconic shot in basketball history.
Happy trails to the U.S. Open for a slew of big-name golfers. The list starts with Ricky Fowler, maybe the most popular golfer on tour. Fowler came up just short on a chip shot in qualifying that would have put him in a playoff for a spot in the Open. So Fowler, who has fallen from number 4 in the world to number 87, is out for Torrey Pines. Phil Mickelson offered to give Fowler the exemption he had that he no longer needs after winning the PGA last month. But Phil does not actually own the exemption. It's not a get-out-of-jail card, Phil. A group of former major winners also failed to qualify, including U.S. Open winner Lucas Glover, PGA winners Jason Duffner, Keegan Bradley, and Jason Day. Three-time major winner Padraig Harrington didn't make it through qualifying. Also out are Brandt Snedeker, Cameron Tringali, Northwestern's Luke Donald, and your Scottsdale neighbor, Wilbon, Pat Perez.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, everything has to be marketed, right? And so this particular day is now being marketed the longest day in golf. And I must say, it seemed pretty cool, except I'd like to see most of those guys who didn't make it.
Ian.
I'd like to have seen them make it, but they didn't. They'll be
a
new crop.
Yeah. One omission here. The Athletic reports LeBron James will change his number from number 23 to number 6 next season. We'll talk about that tomorrow, I'm sure. Big finish quickly. Pacers fired head coach Nate Bjorkman after one season. Does it make sense?
Replaced Nate McMillan. It didn't go well. I mean, the Pacers, I don't know what they're doing sometimes. Shohei Ohtani hit his 17th home run. Another bomb, 470 feet. You impressed?
Most interesting guy in baseball. Most interesting. Florida State beat Oklahoma in game one of the Women's College World Series. You got that wrong. Did they win it tonight?
Yeah. No. The Sooners win. I'm doubling down. Game three would be tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. Eastern time. Brooks Koepka says he thinks his beef with Bryson DeChambeau is good for golf. I agree with that. Do you?
And I think it's getting a little trashy, actually. Last one, the Lightning eliminated the Hurricanes last night. Another one you got wrong.
Got that
one. Will the Islanders eliminate the Bruins tonight?
Just to antagonize you, I'm going to say no. In their dumpy little building that people celebrate, no.
I was there at the beginning, and it's going out. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. But now, your SportsCenter.
Sam Tanucci, congratulations.